And what has my good sister done about this?
She is taking steps to restore the king's peace,
Villar assured him.
Lord Slint has triple the size of the city watch, and the queen has put 1,000 craftsmen to work on our defences. The stonemasons are strengthening the walls, carpenters are building scorpions and catapults by the hundred, fletchers are making arrows, the smiths are forging blades, and the Alchemist Guild has pledged 10,000 jars of wildfire.
Tyrion shifted uncomfortably in his saddle. He was pleased that Cersei had not been idle, but wildfire was treacherous stuff, and 10,000 jars were enough to turn all of King's Landing into cinders.
Where has my sister found the coin to pay for all this?
It was no secret that King Robert had left the crown vastly in debt, and alchemists were seldom mistaken for altruists.
Lord Littlefinger always finds a way, my lord. He has imposed a tax on those wishing to enter the city.
Yes, that would work, Tyrion said, thinking, clever, clever and cruel.
Tens of thousands had fled the fighting for the supposed safety of King's Landing. He had seen them on the King's Road, troops of mothers and children, and anxious fathers, who had gazed on his horses and wagons with covetous eyes. Once they reached the city, they would doubtless pay over all they had to put those high, comforting walls between them and the war, though they might think twice if they knew about the wildfire.